Welcome back to our program, Fair Hope Hospice Presents. We have Kay Johnson, registered nurse and director of education, infection control, safety, performance improvement. Name them all, right, Kay?
Yeah.
And we have Mark Bohack sitting in for our co-host.
Hanging
Rick
out, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We're having fun.
I don't know where Rick is today, but...
That's all right.
Hopefully
it's all good.
He's doing something productive, probably.
He is. So, but we want to welcome especially Kay. She's been with us for a long time and has a lot of talent that she shares with everyone. And one of the things that we do every year is we have a workshop, a conference that we provide in the spring and we repeat it in the fall. Last year we did the bucket list.
Yeah, your bucket list. And that went over really well. It was a fun take, and it was we had fun and we also had some serious sides, but it made you think. And so it was good. Now, May 23rd, we have another one coming up. It's called All in the Family, and it's generational differences at the end of life. And
we're going to sing Those Were the Days?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have the song. They're going to have clips from the show.
We're going to have Aaron on the piano doing, you know,
we could do that.
The piano.
Really?
We might.
You never know what we'd come up with.
And, you know, we have to have... It's just like our education day, which we haven't talked about yet, but the it's fun when we have themes for our conferences, and it just makes it a little fun and a little enjoyable, and actually makes us kind of think about things we may not think about on a day-to-day basis. So what kind of things can we look forward to in the All in the Family?
Well, we have a special speaker coming up, and he has spoken... at our seminars before.
It's not Meathead, is it?
You're not supposed to say that. But and he's going to be our keynote speaker. We have our chaplain, Linda Ward's going to be speaking. And we're going to have Tracy Miller, who works with our grief children. And but she's got a good take on some of this generational stuff. It's going to be fun. It really is going to be fun. You know, you can pick up the books that say back in 1980, this, you know, could buy a loaf of bread for 5 cents or whatever.
Not 1980, but okay.
So it's kind of going to be along those lines. And then we're going to have a funeral director talk about the differences. You know, we want to have one of our medical directors talk about the differences that the folks have come through from way back about 1915 to modern day.
Oh, that's neat.
So we want to look at this, you know.
We were watching the Grammys the other night, and my daughter says, they showed a clip of Whitney Houston, who just sadly passed away, and she was, it was from the early 90s with a wireless mic.
Oh, yeah.
She says, Dad, did they have wireless mics in the 90s? I had to laugh. It's like, no, the whole world was invented the day you were born.
But we didn't have all the computer stuff, so, but I guess we did the 90s. But, well, one of the things that, you know, we're excited about is that with the educational offerings, that'll be, what, in May?
May 23rd, and we'll get six CEs for that, for the nurses.
So what that is basically, for licensed professionals, they have to have continuing education hours. So Kay does that's another big part of her job. She will get continuing education hours for a lot of different disciplines. You'll get them for nursing, social work, counseling,
funeral directors,
sometimes nursing home administrators.
Mm-hmm. Do all of those professional groups have to have CEUs to maintain their...
And so what she does is she goes through it. Well, actually, we're a provider under the Ohio Board of Nursing for nursing here. But then she has to send for all these with all these other, you know, professions. So she works really hard on that. So we appreciate that, Kay, that you do that for us.
Thank you.
But it really, I mean, we've had a lot of people. We've outgrown the Pickering House, and actually we have it. Are we having it at Cheers?
Yes, we're going to have it at Cheers again.
Okay.
And
that's kind of a statement in itself, isn't it?
Well,
you've outgrown, a meeting has outgrown the Pickering House.
Yeah, it has. We cannot comfortably sit.
I don't think 5 years ago you ever saw the day that would happen.
I know.
You know, you built this meeting room and it's like, oh, it's we're able to have all our meetings. And now you're actually having to take some things outside. And you know, the Cheers is a great location. But
yeah, you're right. We didn't think we'd outgrow it.
I think it's time to knock out a wall and double the size of the meeting room.
Well, you know, that's an option. But, yeah, we actually had, I think, one time 76
yes.
attend, which mm-hmm. is a lot of people. But it's a great conference. We encourage anybody that wants to come. You don't have to be a licensed professional. You can just come and, mm-hmm. and you know, participate. But we have a lot of good food, and we have written materials for you. And, like I said, continuing education hour. So call our office at 654-7077 if you're interested, because we'll start probably in the next month taking reservations for that.
Or 800-994-7077
if
you're outside
you,
of our immediate Lancaster Fairfield County area. If you're listening in Logan or Athens, any of our remote locations here,
sure.
our satellite locations,
sure.
if you will.
Yeah, that's great.
Even in Perry County.
Yeah.
Just ask the operator to dial it for you.
So,
I'm kidding.
But yeah, I mean, those are all our service areas. We do a lot in Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, the surrounding areas, as well as Athens. So we invite you to, you know, come and participate.
And it's open to anyone, right?
Anyone.
Anyone geographically,
absolutely.
Too, right?
So if you want to register, you can call our office. Like I said, we have it in May, and then we repeat the same thing again in the fall. So if you can't make the May conference, you can come in the fall.
Like a best of.
Best of, yeah.
Do the best
and the second
of.
Is just as good as the first.
Oh, absolutely. And you learn from the first and improve on the second, I
yeah,
think. So.
But it's all good. And then, you know, another thing that Kay is involved with this is also all of our in-services at nursing facilities, assisted livings. And we have a variety of educational offerings that we provide there.
Yes. We do spiritual, emotional, and physical changes at the end of life. And a lot of these are CE'd so that the social worker and the nurse can get their 1 hour.
Because as I've learned from listening to this show over the years, is that hospice is provided wherever you call home.
Right.
So if it's at an assisted living facility or a private home or a nursing home, that's where you go.
That's exactly
and
right.
And so you're working with the staff at those facilities to make sure that the mission is served.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, home will always be the biggest part of what we do. And, you know, I always like to bring that up because sometimes people see in the paper that, you know, someone died at the Pickering House. They think everyone comes to the Pickering House. You know, this is here to manage symptoms that are difficult at home, whether it be pain, shortness of breath, anxiety, just things that are real bothersome and difficult. We can bring patients in here, get them under control, and send them back home if that's their desire. Sometimes we have patients come in here to give them a rest. The family arrest when that's needed.
It's called respite care.
Respite care, and that's 5 days at a time. And then we also have those end-of-life needs when people are approaching the end mm-hmm. of their life and there's a lot of caregiving involved. Mm-hmm. And if families want, you know, to, they can bring their loved one here.
And this is, you know, can't say it enough, the family setting. It's family-friendly. It's welcoming. It's home for those folks when they're here.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mark, we're excited because May 1st we're going to be celebrating our 5-year anniversary.
I know. I can't believe. I'm still looking back to the ice storm in 2007 when we did in February did the actual dedications and then had the formal kind of you took the first patients, I think it was
yeah.
a little bit later on.
Uh-huh.
But I remember being out here with Dr. Snyder and Frank Smith and you and Rick, and I can't believe it's been 5 years already.
It has. It has been 5 years. And, yeah, I remember you sitting in the big leather chair right
the
by
Mark
the fireplace.
Chair. I had my remote hook up there.
I know. It was great.
And I just did the whole remote broadcast sitting in that easy chair.
It was wonderful. So, yeah, certainly we'll invite, you know, Mark back to do that. But it's going to be a fun event. We haven't gotten all the plans.
You're going to do an ice cream social, or what? You got anything planned?
We're not sure. We might just, you know, have all kinds of food for the public. Everybody can come.
I think a 5th anniversary, something to really,
yeah.
know, really celebrate.
Well, and hopefully, we do have the path to the waterfall, and we have a shelter at the waterfall, so we'll probably have some kind of a ribbon cutting. I've talked to
I think
Travis.
A wireless mic out there. I'm going to have to work
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're
going
to have
bit.
To work on that, and I think your daughter could help you on that.
She's very tall. Yeah, we had those, you know, in the 90s.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. But we may have a ribbon cutting for the path and the shelter as well. I've talked to Travis, you know, with the Lancaster Chamber of Commerce, so we've got to save the date on that. So there's a lot of things to celebrate. We celebrate every day, all these patients and their families and, you know, that are here and in their homes. We're just honored to be able to take care of them, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to thank Kay. She's got a very important role with Fair Hope, and we appreciate all you do, Kay.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Mark for being with us today.
Just sitting and filling in for Rick today.
I know. I'll have to tell Rick. He'll love it. So, well, I do want to thank you for listening today. And remember, celebrate life.